With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Republicans nearing a vote to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in inherent contempt. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Florida Republican Anna Paulina Luna said she will force a vote this week on the rarely used tool, which will direct the House Sergeant-at-Arms to take Garland into custody. Luna's resolution is expected to come up under House rules that allow her to force a vote without GOP leadership's approval. It faces roadblocks to actually passing. Democrats, or even Luna's own GOP colleagues, will likely move to table it or send it to committee. Either step would effectively block it. Leadership has its own plans for what's next on Garland. Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will take the fight over the Herb Biden audio recordings to court, but Luna says that legal battle would likely drag on for months and is unlikely to wrap up before the November election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden denouncing the anti-Semitic violence outside a Los Angeles synagogue. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend, pro-Palestinian demonstrations in a heavily Jewish neighborhood in L.A. turned violent, requiring police in riot gear to gain control. In a statement, the president said he was appalled by the scenes and that intimidating Jewish congregants is dangerous, unconscionable, anti-Semitic, and un-American. He went on to say that blocking access to a house of worship and engaging in violence is never acceptable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri blocking parts of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan that provides a faster path to cancellation and lower monthly payments for millions of borrowers. Flooding still causing problems in several Midwestern states. At least two deaths have been confirmed in Iowa and South Dakota, and firefighters still battling a couple of blazes in New Mexico. This is SRN News. Israelis seek the gospel.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Donald Trump telling a group of evangelicals they cannot afford to sit on the sidelines this election coming up in November. He also endorsed displaying the Ten Commandments in schools and elsewhere. Mr. Trump speaking over the past weekend at the Road to Majority Conference of the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington. This is SRN News. Artificial intelligence was a drag on Wall Street Monday.
Another slide for Wall Street heavyweight NVIDIA kept U.S. indexes mixed, even as the majority of stocks rallied. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Monday. The Dow rose 260 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.1%. Stocks in the energy and financial sectors had some of the biggest gains. 7 out of every 10 stocks in the S&P 500 rose. Declines for a handful of big winners from Wall Street's frenzy around AI offset all of those gains, pulling the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq lower. NVIDIA fell for its third straight loss. The stock is down nearly 13% in that time. Treasury yields eased slightly in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Supreme Court rejecting a challenge to a horse racing safety law that's led to national medication and anti-doping rules. Justices left in place, an appeals court ruling that upheld the law. More details at SRNNews.com.